Well, the Lord's Prayer, or the model prayer, we know this. If you break it down, I kind of went through this with my dad a long time ago. He had become a Christian and was going to church. People would call on him to lead in prayer, and he was not comfortable with that. And so he asked me what I should do. So I actually went through the Lord's Prayer. You know, you're always safe to do it the way Jesus said. So that's what I want to do just briefly, and then I'll ask you to think of a special testimony from this last year that you'd like to share with us, particularly praising God for something that he did, and then have a song for us to sing, your choice, your favorite, whatever you'd like. So step one, as Christ taught us, is to pray, but establish the relationship. In the series on Galatians, Brother Jeb was telling us that the pagans don't worship their gods and never have as we do. Christianity changed the way a lot of the pagans thought about their gods, but paganism is about fear and appeasement, trying to keep the gods from hurting you and from noticing you. We, however, have a relationship. And Christ in Matthew and in Luke said, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven." And therefore, pray thee after this manner is do it this way. Thus, therefore, pray thee, literally. And then in Luke, when you pray, this is whenever you might pray, whenever you should pray. Subjunctive idea. So the one is saying, I want you to follow this pattern. The other is saying, whenever you pray, pray along these lines. So, our Father which art in heaven, this establishes that we are related to the one that we're speaking to. He is not just the superior being. He's not just the big guy that can get stuff done that we have to tremble. We're going to the most powerful being in the universe, but we are related and we can call him our Father. So establish the relationship. Do this as you begin your prayer. Step two, praise his person. Christ went on then to say, "Hallowed be thy name." The concept of name is really the character. You know, if you tell your children to, you are a Tunis, and Tunises stand for something, you know, and that type of thing, you're saying your name reflects your character. And that's the idea here. Holy be your name. We're praising him that he is a holy God and holy in his character. So think about that. Establish the relationship and then praise his person. Praise who he is. Not just what he's done, but who he is. Step three, agree with his program. You're saying to him, I'm on board for what you want done. I hope you'll be on board for what I want done, but I'm on board for what you want done. Agree with his program, thy kingdom come. In one sense, the entire Bible is a picture of the coming kingdom. At the beginning, he gives the earth to man to rule, to have dominion. That's a kingdom. And God was ruling through Adam. And he said, I want you to build it up and spread it out. And I've given you the Garden of Eden here, but dominate the whole earth. Fill the earth with my glory would be the idea. So thy kingdom come. Step four, honor his desires. Both Matthew and Luke, thy will be done. There are several words for will. One of them means what he has determined. And if they had used that word, it meant whatever you determine, that will be done. But that's not what it's saying here. This prayer is, your desires be done. We are urging that your desires be done. And then both of them say, in heaven, in earth as it is in heaven. And in earth, the word in is epi, meaning upon. And earth is the word ge, the Greek word ge, which is the planet earth. There's the word that means, you know, society and all these different things. This is talking about planet earth. So thy will be done upon the earth as it is in heaven. So the idea of what you desire, we want done. Now, you know, there are things that God determines. There are things that God wishes. It seems to me that this hinges upon the choices of men, because he has given man the opportunity to actually choose. He can't take that away from them, or else it won't be love, and they would not be responsible. So here we're saying, my will is submitted to you. We want your desires to be done on planet Earth. Then step five, ask for your request. I think it's interesting, perhaps significant, that that only comes at step five. I mean, not step one, step two, step three. Ask your request. And hear how general it is. Give us this day our daily bread. The Matthew verb uses the aorist tense, meaning give once. And so the idea, give us for this day. Give us daily our daily bread. So each day supply the need. Luke uses the progressive concept, continue giving us day by day. This is actually kata day, down from or according to the day. So continually give us according to the day as the days go by. So ask for your request. And of course, our daily bread refers to all of that food that is necessary, our daily needs. Step six, maintain the relationship. Prayer rests upon us being in a right relationship with God. So step six is to maintain that relationship. And forgive us our debts, Matthew, Luke, forgive us our sins. The fact that he felt comfortable in interchanging these terms indicates that he views sins as a debt owed to God, a violation for which there's a fine. That the debt involved here that God would forgive us for, this the debt against him, is our sin. Step seven, show your agreement as we forgive our debtors. Luke 11, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. We also forgive everyone, all, literally it says all being indebted to us, all that might be indebted to us. Then step eight, seek his protection. Before you leave the time of prayer, ask him to protect you. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Both Matthew and Luke use the same phrase with a definite article, and therefore it could be translated, but deliver us, rescue us from the evil one. And of course, finally, evil comes from the evil one, as all good comes from God. But lead us not into temptation. We don't want to be there. And as we do go there, deliver us from the evil one. And step nine, only Matthew includes the ending. Close with trust in God. That's what this ending is all about. For thine. Why am I talking to you, God? Because yours is the kingdom. Because yours is the power. And because yours is the glory. Not only now, in this particular age, but forever. Amen. That's the truth. That's the way it should be. So, nine steps. The idea: establish the relationship, praise his person, agree with his program, honor what he wants, his desires. Then ask your request, maintain the relationship, show your agreement, ask his protection, and close stating how you trust him to accomplish all these things.